officers from sharing with us things we need to know that we may not know regarding how they go about their day-to-day job. And so we've heard about this thing called the Police Bill of Rights. And I think the Police Bill of Rights needs some tweaking. It needs to be dealt with, if not completely thrown out. These are things that we've talked about before. But before we move on that, we still want to have copies of it. I would like us to, we need to educate ourselves on what it is. And so I've asked them to come and bring it. They have nice little pocket-sized pamphlets that I just saw myself. We've been dealing with this since what, the 6th of January. And I just got my first little pocket-sized version. It's nice and beautiful. Now, we might wind up discarding them later, but the bottom line is we need to know what they say. Just not knowing what they say and want to throw it out, we may need to revisit that. We need to know what it says. And so they have come to bring that, not only the simplified version that their officers carry and give out, but the extensive version, which is the detail. And because I'm curious about this thing, and we've all been curious about this thing, I've asked one of the BART Police one of the higher administrators at BART Police to come and share with us kind of the history as to how that whole thing came about. Because if we're going to fight it, if we're going to fight something, we need to historically know how it got in place and why it is in place. And then we can go from there. And some things, it might be an all right document, but it's applied wrong. And so these are other things we need to consider. And so what I have done is I've asked some from the BART Police to come and to field questions from you also, because they need to know what other officers who are community-minded and care about us, what do we want them to know? And then I asked these officers, the only way I wanted you to come to share here is if you are willing to commit to returning. So when the community asks you a question, can you go get the answer, and can you come back in a timely fashion and give us those answers? And I said, in the same token, there may be some things that officers want to ask us. And you can bring it to the town hall, ask us, and then give us an opportunity to come back with some answers. We're trying to work together. Now, there are certain people in BART we're not going to be able to work with because they just don't see the community the way the community ought to be seen. But in that system, there are some people. We do not want to throw the baby out with the dirty bath water. We just want to get rid of the dirty bath water and put some fresh water in there and preserve the baby. All right? And so, yes, praise God. So, Bob Franklin is one of the BART Board of Directors. I will ask him to come and share something real quick, and then he will actually have the other officers come up, and they will share the things that I've asked them to share to help better the community. And then we will have, shortly after that, a dialogue, because I want you, I didn't feel it my place to tell them what they need to do exclusively for the community. And none of us in the circle of leaders are like that. And so the best thing for them to do, if you want to know how you can help the community because you guys really care, and they do, then come to the town hall and people will share that with you. And I know there may be somebody who will say, and you can blame me for this, well, they should have been here a long time ago. Well, they would have been here probably 6 weeks ago had I been able to pull it off. But those of you who've been at the town hall consistently, you know that I've been teaching conferences over the last couple of weeks, and so I wasn't here. Only week I didn't teach a conference, it was Valentine's Day. You know, all my Saturdays been here. I needed to give Sister Evans a day, or it was going to be problems. So I don't think anybody here married had a problem with that. But we're back. We're always committed. We've never been gone away. We've always been in communication with our brethren. And so at this time, Bob Franklin, will you come at this time to share with the community, and then we will move forward from there. Let's give him hands and clap.